Welcome into this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. I'm Jessica Coody, and this week sitting down with defensive back Sierra Wright. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Man, what a Saturday it was last week here in Lincoln, getting the win over Wisconsin. What was that like being a part of that?
It's historical. It's really exciting, you know, just being able to be a part of that moment. You know, being that we haven't been to a bowl game in so long. It meant a lot to the team, and you know, it meant a lot to the fans, and you know, just the entire Husker community. So, it's a blessing to be able to be a part of that.
How much did you guys want to do it for those guys like Deshaun and Isaac Gifford and those guys that have been around here and been through a lot here and had never experienced a bowl game?
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest talking points of the week. You know, it was senior night, and just you know, playing for guys like that haven't got that opportunity. You know, and so I was glad that we were able to go out there and get the win for him.
Seemed like talking to the guys after the game that, you know, as exciting as it was, and it was a goal, but you guys know that there's another game left. How have you guys seen, how have you seen this team kind of turn the page and move on to this week with a big win left against Iowa?
Yeah, you know, I think Iowa's, you know, always been like kind of like a rivalry game sort of. So I think that is definitely helpful just in that it keeps the energy high. Within the building, and you know, just wanting to be able to keep the momentum going from last week into this next one.
What have you been told about this Nebraska-Iowa rivalry?
That it's like they don't like each other and like that type of thing, or that we don't like each other, I guess, that type of thing. You know, that it's like a smash mouth football type of game. So I'm excited. It's definitely different than what like I have been used to prior to coming here. So it's exciting for sure.
As you say, as a competitor, do you get excited about these kinds of matchups?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what everybody likes, you know, getting to play, you know, in the big games that everybody's going to talk about. So I think it should be fun. It should be really fun.
Well, I got to go back to the game at USC. How did you approach that game? Yeah. And just what was going on for you that you were able to have the kind of performance that you did with the pick six and the block kick and everything that happened for you?
Yeah. I'll just say I'm really blessed. I think that's the number one thing, you know, just being able to go out there and have that game in front of my family, in front of my friends at my school was really cool. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get the win, so that was the most important part about it. But I think that, you know, it was a big blessing, and I'm very grateful and thankful for it.
So you get the interception, you see the end zone. What was going through your mind then?
I don't even remember, for real. Like, it's crazy because I literally barely remember. Like, it's kind of like a crazy moment. Like when you're running, like you're not really thinking. Like, you know, but it was definitely shocking. I was like, dang, what the heck? Like, I really got a pick six. Like, it's crazy. But I'm happy that was against that team. It meant a lot to me for sure.
I've said this a lot, but I love one of my favorite parts about football is when there's an interception and the guys turn right around and you get this convoy and you had some guys blocking for you. How special is that to be a part of it? Yeah. It doesn't always happen.
I know. It's super cool. That was definitely always one of my things. You know, like even in video games, like in Madden, like if you get a pick, like the camera like flips, like it flips behind and it flips behind it and it gets one behind the defensive player running with the ball. So that's kind of what it was, how it felt for me. You know, flipping everybody, turning into blockers and stuff like that. But yeah, everybody did a great job on that play for sure.
Okay, so we like to use this time to really get to know you and your kind of your backstory. You enter the transfer portal. I think a lot of people are like, he's LA, he's an actor, he's not coming here to Nebraska. So when you started doing your kind of exploring, why did you land on Nebraska?
You know, I think one of the biggest things for me was being able to go into a place where I felt like I could focus a little bit more. You know, being that I'm from LA, that I've grown up out there, that I've worked out there. I had a lot going on, like, in my life while I was in LA. And, you know, it was kind of harder for me to hone in on football. And so I think, you know, being able to get out somewhere where I could, you know, focus strictly on that and then also focus on myself and just my maturation as a person and as a man, it was something that I was seeking. And I think that, you know, after I came on my visit here, I was able to see, like, okay, this is a place where, you know, things are moving a lot slower for sure. Like, I'm not going to be pulled in all these different types of directions. You know, I'll be able to get my habits in alignment with what I want for myself and what I see for myself. That's kind of boiled down really to that, just being able to find a place where I could, you know, get that focus on me and my sport. So
Coach Butler was joking last week that he was the only person that got here later than you for this team.
Our first days actually were the same day. Like, I it was funny because when I was coming in, like, I had talked to the previous DB coach a little bit, but then, like, the day after I signed, I was told he wasn't going to be the DB coach anymore. So I was like, okay, so we got a new DB coach. And then so my first day here, it was Coach Butler's day, first day here too. And so I talked to him that day, and I was like, yeah, like, we both knew, like, we're going to have to, hopefully we can, like, learn the playbook and stuff like that, because I know you got to learn it. I got to learn it too. And so, yeah, it's pretty funny.
So what do you think that you did that allowed for you to come in and get acclimated and fit in with this team, but then also learn the defense so quickly to where you could take on a role so quickly getting here so late?
Yeah, I think that comes with a little bit more experience. Like, I've seen growing up within playing football from my freshman year to now, I've experienced guys come into teams and kind of, you know, be a leader or be an older guy in the room and be able to, you know, learn the playbook. Like, that kind of happened for me at USC with Makai Blackman and Christian Roland Wallace. Those were two guys that transferred into USC while I was there and you know, ended up are both playing in the NFL now. And so kind of seeing how they did things just in terms of their learning was I kind of wanted to replicate that coming here. And so I definitely was a lot more behind the curve than they were. But it was really just, I didn't really have any other choice, you know, so.
Coach Butler was saying, too, that kind of what you were talking about earlier, that you said this has been good for you, the regimented, how, you know, the standards that are in place here. Why has it been something that is you've thrived in and that has been good for you?
Yeah. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, you can always recognize, like, when it's time for you to grow up as a person. And I think that was something that I recognized for myself prior to coming here, that I needed to do some growing up and just as a man, really. I've been in college for a few years, and, you know, I had played a lot. There was just certain approaches to certain things that I could do that I knew that I could improve on. And it took, you know, me taking that step away from my comfort zone to, you know, okay, like, now I'm here by myself. Like, I don't have my parents telling me this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here alone. Like, I have to do things in the way that they need to be done. And I think that was probably one of the bigger turning points for me.
How much do you feel like your game has grown?
I think tremendously. I think it's grown tremendously. And I think that my favorite part about how I've grown as a player is I think that every mistake that I have made this season that I've learned from in that moment, and I can apply that going forward. I think that, like, prior to being here, I kind of would make mistakes, and I would kind of just, like, okay, I made a mistake, move on, and I might make that same mistake a few more times. But whereas now, like, I'm seeing things, and it's like, okay, like, I see this, like, I know how I can fix this the next time. Like, I understand it now for real. And I think that is a very, very valuable aspect to have as a player, just to be able to learn quickly. And I think that, you know, that is something that will be really good for me.
Absolutely, great perspective. Yeah. So how did you get into acting? I mean, I think Husker fans probably know that you've been on some pretty impressive, you have an IMBD page.
Yeah.
You've been on Space Jam and Grown-ish. How did you get into acting in the first place?
It started when I was younger. I think I was like 3 or 4 probably when I first started my acting career. My uncle basically told my dad, like, you should put him into modeling or something along the lines of that. And so I started off doing, like, a little bit of modeling type stuff. Then I did, like, a music video for this band called The White Stripes when I was, like, 4. And so I did that. And then, like, I was doing model stuff. Then it progressed into, like, doing commercials. And then that progressed into doing, like, smaller TV roles. Or actually, sorry. While I was doing the commercials, I was like, okay, I actually enjoy this acting stuff. Like, this is something I think I would like to do past this. And that progressed into me auditioning for TV shows. And so I was doing, like, little guest roles on TV shows. And then it kind of just steamrolled over and over, you know, over the years of me just growing as an actor to be able to eventually, like, land roles in bigger projects. So.
Wow. What was it that you liked about acting?
I think there's a few things that I really enjoy. I really enjoy the interactions with a lot of different types of people. I think I also enjoy getting to see what everything that is put into building, you know, a film or building a TV show. Like, there's a lot of moving pieces. And I think it's really cool just seeing, like, how all of the, I mean, just even seeing this, just this production here, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that goes into this production. Like, when you put that on a scale of a $350 million movie, like, it's huge.
And just seeing something like that is really cool, and being able to be in that environment is something I really enjoy.
How did you balance both, becoming a good actor and then also becoming a good football player?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was just a really busy person from a young age, you know. I learned, like, time management at a young age. But, yeah, definitely I was doing a lot of running around. Definitely I thank God for you know, allowing to keep my sanity through all that. And, you know, blessing me with such a great support system with my family and my friends. You know, I wouldn't have been able to do anything that I've done without my mom and my dad by my side. My dad was always taking me from auditions to practice to this, to that, you know. Just having that support system was really the biggest piece, I'd say.
What would you say is your proudest or your most favorite role that you've done?
That's a good question. I think like, you know, the Space Jam is definitely a monumental thing for me, just being a part of something like that. I think it's, you know, it's got a lot of history and it's got a lot of recognition. But I definitely will say I think I really enjoyed Grown-ish a lot too, just considering, like, I was moving to Space Jam, like, I was 16, and my younger brother's name was CJ. He was 14. And so and then Harper, she was our little sister. She was, like, 7 maybe. And so we were the youngest people in the whole production, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we were kind of just kids. But when I was doing Grown-ish, I was like 19 years old. And so I was around people there. They were like 20 to 25, you know, like, that was the age range. So everybody was kind of my peers, you know what I mean? So it was like, it didn't really feel like work at all, because I was out there just having fun, and we could kind of go out together after we were done filming and stuff like that. So I think that was one of the more fun parts about that.
Who is your, I guess, the most favorite co-actor or co-star or favorite person that you've met throughout the process?
I think getting to, like, act and see, like, Don Cheadle was something that was really cool. You know, I'm a big Marvel fan. And, you know, Don Cheadle plays War Machine and Iron Man and Avengers and all those movies. And, you know, he's got a huge catalog of movies that he's been a part of. And so just getting to see, like, his approach to everything was really cool, I'd say, for sure.
So why then did you decide to go all in on football here this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing about football, you've got a time clock on how your career will go. You know, you're only young or able to move around at the way that we can for a certain amount of time. And you don't really get the opportunity to kind of really step away and then come back, you know? So I think that was probably the main factor, just considering that, like, you know, I'm only going to be 21, 22, 23 years old for a certain amount of time. Like, that my time is ticking, you know? And so I wanted to take advantage of my time to play while I could, and just, you know, see how far I can go with my career.
What would be your message to a young kid that might be interested in multiple things like sports and acting, or, you know, balancing and the key to balancing all of that?
Yeah. I mean, I've been told my whole life, like, that there's no way that you'd be able to be successful as a football player and actor. And I think that was something that I always had to just push away, because I knew, you know, I knew my own talents and I knew my passions at the same time. And I think that it's important for people to not allow people to, you know, pigeonhole them or box them into whatever it is that they think that they should do, what other people think that they should do. And I think it's important, you know, for whoever it is that may be listening, like, whatever your passions are, to follow them, like, because you know yourself the best, and you know what's best for you. You know, of course, it's great to take advice, but at the end of the day, like, you know who you are, and that's how I felt about myself. Like, I knew who I was, and I knew that I was passionate about multiple things, and I knew that I wanted to pursue them, so why not pursue them, you know?
So you come from a sports family, right? And you play multiple sports. Why football? Why did football become the love for you?
Yeah, I mean, my dad, he played football in the NFL, and I think that, you know, just having his, you know, influence around me throughout my life made it so that football was the most accessible sport. You know, he had, you know, a background in football, and, you know, I was able to go and play, like, 7-on-7 and do all, like, the camps and tournaments and stuff like that. And I did that with other sports too, but, you know, I just think the sense of camaraderie that came with,
you know, being on a football team and then going to these hotels and playing with your team and just chilling and stuff like that made me stick to football the most.
That's great. Do you feel like, too, just, you know, being all the experiences that you've experienced allowed for you to maybe fit in at a place like Nebraska that maybe it might be tougher for some people that might not be used to see a situation like this?
Yeah, yeah. I think that I've always thought that, you know, like my ability to adapt is something that I think is one of my more favorable qualities. I think that, you know, I have that ability to, you know, get in wherever I fit in. And if I find myself in a situation that I'm not used to, like being able to adapt to it and figure it out. And I think that that's what I've been able to do here. But at the same time, though, like I really enjoy here, and people were always from the jump really welcoming. So I think that that made things a lot easier for me. But yeah, I think just my ability to adapt made it so that, you know, taking a step like going to Nebraska from LA wasn't like deterring for me.
What did your family say when you said, hey, I'm going to go to Nebraska?
They're supportive. I mean, you know, they were really supportive. Like, some people were like, Nebraska, like, where's that at? Like, you know, but I think that at the end of the day, like, whatever I felt was best and whatever my family felt was best is what I was going to do. And, you know, everybody else that's behind me, you know, is just rooting for me in that.
It's great. Okay, let's circle back and talk this week. Now that you've dove into the film, you got a short mm-hmm. turnaround playing on Friday night. Mm-hmm. What are some of the keys as you guys dive into the Iowa offense that you guys in the secondary are going to need to do to match up and have some success?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to know that it's going to be cold and probably windy. So I think that that's one of the things that we're going to have to make sure that we're aware of, just in terms of the passing game versus the run game. Like, we know what to expect in that aspect, that, you know, it's not going to be one of those games where you could pass 60 times down the field. And, you know, we know Iowa has a really good run offense. They're one of the best running teams in the Big Ten. So just being able to prepare for that. And then while also, you know, making sure that we can't fall asleep and get beat on any pass plays as well.
What role do the defensive backs play in helping stop that run game?
Very important. You know, you can't – we're on the edge of the defense. So, you know, if we are brought into them, we got to make those tackles, because a lot of times people will try to, you know, make so that they don't have to run up into the linebackers and want to run into corners or safety. So we have to make plays on those.
How much confidence is this whole entire team taking into this week, being that the offense got rolling last week, saw some good things from the special teams, you know, defense too? I mean, how confident is this group going into the final regular season game of the season?
I would say that last week was definitely a very big stepping stone for us, just in terms of, like you said, the offense, you know, getting rolling like that and the defense playing well. I think it showed us that, you know, our capabilities and brings ultimate confidence going into the next week.
All right. Well, best of luck. You've been pretty fortunate. You haven't had some really cold games, but here you got one coming up. Are you ready for it?
Very ready.
Awesome. Well, best of luck. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Sierra Wright joining us here for this week's Cornhusker Conversation, presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.